Board Chair Kathy Bigham announced the decision following nearly 3 hours of closed session discussions.
It's a unanimous vote, and of course, the motion carries. The president's employment is terminated effective immediately.
Williamson has been suspended since June 13th, when trustees gave her notice of their intent to end her contract with Cause. In a letter, trustees said she misled them about several things, including how she informed students about a significant fee increase, and also concerning her husband's temporary employment at Winthrop, for which he was paid $27,000. The Williamsons returned that money earlier this month. The board also says Williamson's behavior toward faculty, staff, and trustees was, quote, explosive, berating, demeaning, hostile, condescending, rude, and unprofessional. Bigham says the decision was based on extensive and detailed factual inquiry.
The board determined the evidence in its judgment was clear and convincing that cause exists to warrant immediate termination.
Neither Williamson nor her attorney, Bev Carroll, attended the meeting, and neither has returned calls or emails. In a letter to the board last week, Carroll says her client has always been straightforward with the board. The letter goes on to say her husband's employment was no secret to trustees. In fact, Carroll says Williamson discussed it with the board when she was hired. Carroll says Williamson plans to sue Winthrop and its trustees individually for breach of contract, slander, and defamation, among other claims. The board named Winthrop Provost Deborah Boyd acting president. She's confident the school will be able to move on.
You know, it's a daunting task, but I have a lot of good people to work with me, and I look forward to working with them and making sure that the university doesn't skip a beat.
Winthrop hasn't said when it plans to start the search for Williamson's permanent replacement. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Rock Hill.